Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back to the program. Yeah, Billy Joel's coming to Buffalo, and everyone's all excited about it. I don't really have, kind of an agnostic when it comes to Billy Joel. I mean, he's obviously an icon and pop superstar, and love his music and whatever. But I'm not, like, a fan. I'm just, it's Billy Joel.
You're not an Uptown girl?
I'm not a big... So you got, Springsteen, Phil Collins, whatever your flavor is. But one of the things that I've noticed in my own life is that Long Island people have a completely different relationship with Billy Joel than the rest of the world. And they consider him to be like a walking ambassador of Long Island. And let's be honest, Long Island people are a completely different tribe of human being.
You're telling me I went to school with them.
They're not New Yorkers. They're not. They're Long Island. They want to be associated with the city, but they're better than the city. We make interaction in Western New York with the downstate Long Island people. And the way it's almost like Long Island people do missionary trips to Buffalo to teach us culture and food. And like, stop. I mean, humble yourself just a tad. Folks are like, do you guys have appetizers in Buffalo? What is this? We're not making wells. We don't need you to come and teach us how to use implement tools. And we're from Buffalo, New York. We're doing just fine without Long Island. We don't need you to educate us on. But when it comes to Billy Joel, it's insane to me. When I've found myself in a position where I have become an unwilling ambassador. No one elected me to be an ambassador to Buffalo, but every time I go to a place, someone does something, for me and says wonderful things. I always end up, Buffalo becomes a part of the introduction. And I was in Boston doing a thing on Memorial Day. There's jabs at Buffalo. I'm like, listen, man. No one elected me to be the face of Buffalo or the ambassador of Buffalo, but I'll be damned if I'm going to come out here and you're going to goof on Buffalo, and you're not going to goof on the Bills, who just humbled your Patriots. And let me bring you back to the decade of the 90s, where we beat you like a narc at a biker rally. Every single day, we went after the New England Patriots and threw you against the wall. So again, it offends me when I go to a place and I get comments about our weather, comments about, our culture here in Buffalo. It's like, you have no idea what you're talking about. Wintertime, snow, you guys don't have this, you guys don't have that. And I get a chip on my shoulder, and I'll go from place to place, and there'll be a Buffalo story. So now I'm just like, you know what? I'm making Buffalo a part of every speech and every introduction. And if you guys want to pretend you're better than everyone else, we're better than you. Absolutely. So now I am proactive and offensive about my Buffalo allegiance, and I go right at them. Phoenix, Arizona, what do you guys have? You have misters going into your little streets. We have hot weather in Buffalo too. We deal with it. We open a window, we put on the AC. We don't need to be misted when we go into a building with your little, it's like talking to an elderly uncle, just spitting all over your face every time you walk into a store to buy a snack. You ever see those misters? They have these things in Arizona and in the hot areas where it's like water coming out of a fan as you walk into a building. It's ridiculous.
Cool zones.
The cool zone, but it's on every building in the Southwest United States. It's unbelievable. So Billy Joel, yes, we will allow him to come into Buffalo and entertain us. Many Billy Joel fans. A lot of people love Billy Joel. I'm just saying, the Long Island, you don't own Billy Joel. He's not the ambassador of Montauk or, you know, whatever town you live in. He doesn't represent the area of Long Island. He's a musician, and honestly, the Hamptons, wherever he is. Everyone in Long Island has a Billy Joel story. Everyone has a Billy Joel, like, run-in. I was at the store, and I saw Billy Joel. Like, it's ridiculous. The Mets and Billy Joel, that little sect, that tribe in Long Island, are crazy about their Mets and their
Islanders.
But when you get to football, they get a little squirrely.
They're split, Jets and Giants.
But they're also don't really know, they don't have an allegiance because their teams are, you know, in other states. But my point is, the Billy Joel Long Island people are just rabid, and they feel like they own him, and they feel like he is, like, if Billy Joel does good things in his life, it reflects on them for living in Nassau County.
Yeah, and they're also big on Bruce Springsteen. The battles that we used to have at Buff State, I dormed at Tower 4, Buff State, and you had the Rochester and the Buffalo people versus the Long Island people. And it was just argument all day long. It's soda. It's pop. It's soda. You know, you go back and forth.
Especially when you're at the University of Buffalo or you're at Buffalo State. Like, you don't have a license. I'm not going to go to, what's that crap school, Marist? I'm not going to go to Marist or any of those garbage schools downstate and, you know, in SUNY Purchase and be like, let me tell you what you're doing wrong with your chicken wings. You know what I mean? You're a visitor. You're in another region. You're proud of where you're from? God, be proud of where you're from.
And they like thin crust pizza. I never understood that.
The whole thing is just so annoying. That's why we have a chip on our shoulder. Ryan, I should say, Carl Nassib has come out as an openly gay football player. And we're hearing that everyone's proud of him. And, you know, that's great. You know, look, in the old school, in the 80s, 90s, even 10 years ago, coming out as gay in pro football, it was probably you know, not going to be celebrated the way, I mean, Magic Johnson had AIDS, and they were players that we didn't know anything about AIDS. And Carl Barkley said some really inarticulate, clumsy things about, I don't want to play against a guy with AIDS. Patrick Ewing said he didn't want to play against a guy with AIDS. I didn't want him to sweat on you or bleed on you, or how do I get AIDS? I don't want to do this. I'm not comfortable. People questioned Magic Johnson's sexuality as if only gay people could get AIDS, that it wasn't also in the heterosexual community as well. Ignorance bred a lot of that language. Now, as culture moves on, as culture evolves, things become acceptable and people move on. But we can't actually celebrate the evolution of humanity when we still are pretending that it's a huge feat to come out as a gay man. I don't believe that you should be proud that your son or daughter is into the opposite sex, and you should not be ashamed if your child, son or daughter, is attracted to the same sex. Your child is your child. Judge them by what they do with their life, what kind of responsible, kind, wonderful, accepting people they are. And if they can think of their own volition and they don't have to follow the herd, that's something to be proud of. Be proud that your child isn't in a penitentiary. Be proud that your child is employing people or has a business or has an education. That's something to be proud of. My son, daughter joined the military. I'm proud of that. My son or daughter works at a soup kitchen. My son or daughter gives to charity, helps out people in need. You can be proud of that. I don't for the life of me understand why we're talking about courage and pride when it comes to doing something that A, is socially acceptable, and B, you would be eliminated from society if you opposed it. I mean, it would be like going to communist China and saying, I'm proud of my son. He supports the communist Chinese party and everything that they say and do. Well, that doesn't take any courage to do that. That's what the government and the military are supporting. It takes courage to stand up and say, I'll tell you what, you want to be proud and you want to show courage? Be gay in China. Step up and say, I'm a gay guy. I'm a Chinese national gay guy. And see what happens to you. That's courage, and that's something you can be proud of because you're standing up against the mainstream. I look at Cole Beasley, and whether you agree with Cole Beasley or disagree with him, I don't know if you can be proud of Cole Beasley. Maybe you are, maybe you're not, but you cannot deny that that took incredible courage to stand up against 99% of the entire mainstream media, the federal government, the NFL, his own team leadership, and his coaches by saying, no, I'm not going to do this. That is courage. Anyone who stands up and has a statement against Carl Nassib, to me, shows courage, not exactly something you might emulate or respect. I don't get why people are proud of someone who says, this is who I am, right? Would you need to hold a press conference to say that, you know, I'm attracted to large people? I'm attracted to small people. What does our physical attraction mean about who we are as people? I don't get that. I mean, outside of something that is repugnant and criminal in nature, if you're an adult and you're attracted to consenting adults, what's the hang up there?
I don't get it.
I don't understand it. Again, you can be proud of whatever you want, but you don't see this as outrageously patronizing when people are all coming out of the woodwork saying, hey, someone said I was there when Carl said he was gay. There it is. That's excellent.
Linking it to virtue signaling. We've talked about that in the past where there's, you know, people have the need to get out there. Hey, I support.
You are 100% correct. These people don't care that Carl Nassib is gay. They want to be perceived as saying they support Carl Nassib, who's gay, because it makes them look like they are accepting and wonderful and evolved and nuanced. And this is all, it's all about them. It's not about, and by the way, Carl Nassib doesn't care that he's gay. I mean, there have been a lot of people that have made statements, I'm gay and this is a big deal. This guy got on an Instagram and said, hey, I just want to take a moment and say I'm gay and I'm giving money to a group that I support that helps other gay kids come out. He gave $100,000. That's great. This is a quality human being. He's a good man. He's trying to be a role model for the demographic he wants to represent. God bless this guy. But you're not retweeting this because you support gay people or you support Carl Nassib. You're doing this because you want to look like you're on the team. You're on that group that's accepting, and that's why you wear a knit hat. That's why you put on a rainbow flag. That's why you put up Black Lives Matter. You have no idea what Black Lives Matter stands for. You want, I mean, Marxists running around talking about redistribution of wealth while the ownership of Black Lives Matter and the founders are stockpiling real estate in all white neighborhoods in Beverly Hills. That's exactly what you were protesting, right? That's exactly the movement you signed up for. It's a bunch of Marxists who actually, quite frankly, that's what Marxists do. I mean, they say one thing and they live their lives another, just like Karl Marx did, by the way. Karl Marx was sitting in an unwashed house. He didn't clean himself for 7.5 months, and he would squat in mansions and bully people into giving him free things while he made as much money as he possibly could. That is the life of Karl Marx. Congratulations. But my point is, it's about the appearance of this is how I want to be perceived. This is who I am. Does that show courage? No, it does not. In fact, it's an evidence of your cowardness. That's what that is. When you just go along, you know who also jumped on the bandwagon really early on, post-World War I? A lot of folks that decided, well, I could blame all of our economic problems on one religious group in our community that didn't support us in World War I. And this religious community doesn't really feel like they're nationalistic Germans. Hey, isn't it cool to be on this side? It's a movement. And if you're opposed to it, you're taken out. So yeah, people jump on bandwagons all the time. It takes no courage to jump on a bandwagon. It takes no courage to go with the current. It takes courage to stand against it. It takes courage to stand up at a Black Lives Rally movement and say, why aren't cops good people? It takes courage to go in communist China and say, I'm gay. I want democracy. It takes courage to say, I don't want your vaccine. That actually takes courage. Now, whether you're proud of that or not depends on your ideology, what your walk of life is. But this idea that you're proud of someone who's saying who they are, that's totally foreign to me.
You only have to look at social media to see the best examples of that, of virtual signaling, and they can't wait to let everybody know how advanced they are.
We were talking what a texter just texted in about. Yeah, if you got an update on your Apple iPhone, you think, well, they must have added some software to my Amex, or maybe they changed the security features on American Airlines. No, they just added a rainbow flag. That was the entire update on the iStore and the Google Store, was just to add rainbow flags so these companies can show they support gay people. If you have if you're black and you have a white person in your life, or you're white and you have a black person in your life, would you ever make this statement out loud, or in a group of like people, would you ever say publicly that you're proud of someone because they're black? I mean, what is that statement? What is the statement when you have a black or brown friend who has a college degree and you say, I'm proud of you? I mean, that's a Long Island thing, quite frankly. You're looking, what, you're impressed that a black person could get an education? You're impressed that a black person could dress themselves and find a job? What is that statement? That alone shows that you feel you're better than someone else. You're proud of someone for being who they are. You're proud of someone for doing what everyone else is expected to do. Make that statement. Next time you run into someone different than you, different complected, different religion, different whatever, someone who has difference than you have, tell them how proud you are that they have conformed to your lifestyle and see what the reaction is. How is that any different than going up to a gay person and saying that you're proud of them? I'm proud that Ricky Martin is able to be Ricky Martin. Either it's who you are and you're born that way and there's nothing special about that. We're celebrating difference, or are we celebrating people? Is it their character and their content and how they live their life? Is there any issue with a gay person living in your neighborhood, or a black person, or a Muslim, or a Jewish person, or a Democrat? God forbid. Is there any issue with someone who's different than you? No, right? No, that's what America's about. So all these folks that are just so proud of themselves, they drive around in their Audis, they smell their own farts. Oh, that's exquisite. I love that. How do I get more of that? Can I put that on my rearview mirror? Do they make a scented smell of my own flatulence? I love it. Sir, is that Calvin Klein? No, it's Indian food from last night. It's who I am, and I'm very proud of it. They love it. They love themselves. They love telling you how great they love updating you on how inclusive they are. You know what I did today? I was walking down the street. I saw two African-American gentlemen. I asked them how their day went. Reshare that, please. Share that and retweet. Quote tweet me. Aren't you fantastic? You went to another citizen, another equal, another peer, and you greeted them. I'm proud of you, sir. I'm proud of you for greeting someone in your neighborhood as an equal. God bless America. What courage you're showing by treating someone with dignity and respect for no other reason that they're on the street that you're on. I mean, get over yourself. It's ridiculous. This is a gay guy who plays football. Wonderful. He gets cut by the Raiders this year. Is it because he's gay? Or is it because he got cut? What is it going to be?
Wait, wasn't there a college player that
Michael
came?
Sam.
Yeah, that's it.
And he was horrible.
Remember that argument. If he gets cut,
it's because he's gay.
Yes,
and he was
that.
Horrible. He went to Missouri. He was a linebacker, hybrid defensive lineman, 2013, 2014.
Yeah, mediocre player at best.
At best, he was,
But the press went over
the
top.
Oh, they went because he was out.
Right.
And then on draft day, he made out with his boyfriend as he got drafted. Do you remember that?
No, that part I don't remember.
It was a kiss. They drafted him. I want to say he went to the Kansas City Chiefs, maybe. I don't know who he got drafted by. No, the Rams.
Michael Sam, right?
Missouri. He went to St. Louis Rams, and he kissed his boyfriend the day he was drafted. And everyone was like, why did he do that? He kissed his boyfriend. How richly bizarre. How controversial. How totally alternative. Sign him up. He was a bad football player. He was average at best. Great athlete in college. Horrible NFL player. Happened to be gay. I mean, you know, again, you're gay, you're gay. God bless you. Who cares?
Can you play football?
Play football. Do your job. Shut up. Stop with the politics. Stop with the... Everyone's got to appear. Put your little filter on whatever you want to put your filter on. No one's upset. No one's mad. We're all excited. We're Americans. And that's who we are and what we do.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yeah. I guess this is controversial. I really don't care. I honestly, this is what I do. This is who I am.
How is it controversial?
Be proud of me. Well, what does that say? Just think about that statement, though. Would you ever tell a person that had a different skin color than you that you were proud of them? What does the statement mean? You're proud of things that people accomplish and things that and who people are. Your skin is not a definition of who you are. Now, I know that there are people in our world that see that as differently. I know there are people that believe that they've accomplished something because of the way they were born into this world. Their parents are rich, therefore they've accomplished something. They're black or white or in between, therefore they've accomplished something. They're attracted to something. You cannot be proud of someone who, by the basis of what they're attracted to. If you were bisexual, would you say, I'm almost proud of you? My dad is black, my mom is white. Well, I'm half proud of you. What does that even mean? You've got a black dad and a white mom. Awesome. What kind of person are you? Are you a decent human being? Do you contribute to society? Do you treat people with dignity and respect? Are you accepting of gay people because it's your obligation to do as an American citizen? Or are you accepting of gay people because you want people to frequent your business because you're one of those people that want to be perceived as someone who's contributing? Do we have... So it's... We lost them both. We got a bite and yeah, whatever. Hey, call back to the program. We had our screener stepped out momentarily, so I wanted to get your calls on the air. 803-0930, 1-800-616-WBEN. We had a bite and lost it off the hook. So go ahead and keep calling back. We'll get your calls in the air. 803-0930. Again, you're attracted to someone, and therefore that is the basis of why I'm proud of you. Now, would you again? I know it's coming. The moral equivalency of being gay. And what if I told you I was attracted to women? Would that make you proud of me? Would that show courage? No, because the majority of people in the United States are heterosexual. So you're not proud of the but limited choices in who you're attracted to. You're proud of that decision based on the fact that you want to be happy in your life and be with people that you're physically attracted to. Unless, of course, you're physically attractive to a class of people that is criminalized and is repugnant. Oh, David. Don't make the moral equivalency of homosexuals and pedophiles. I am not even touching that with a 10-foot pole. But I'm saying, how could you be proud of someone based on what they're attracted to? You can't say that. It's ridiculous. You're proud of someone by what they accomplish and who they are. That's why we want people to be inclusive and accepting. But all this is doing, this gay pride march, all this is, this month of gay pride, is for businesses to say, shop at my store, I support your cause. I'm one of you. Come on in. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. No one that said, hey, I'm attracted to something that is illegal, repugnant, disgusting, and evil, you would never say you were proud of who they were attracted to or what. I'm attracted to animals. You're a weirdo. I like furries. I'm into people dressing up as barnyard animals. That's what I'm attracted to. I'm proud of you, David. No one's proud of that. That's actually deviant and disturbing. How about you show pride in people, their actions, their behavior, their character, and the dignity that they present themselves with? Isn't that amazing? Let's go back to Dr. King. Let's go back to the teachings of Dr. Martin Luther King. If it's insulting to tell an African-American in our country today that you're proud of them based on being an African-American, it should be equally insulting to tell a gay person or a heterosexual person you're proud of who they love and what they're attracted to. I'm not proud of you because you're transgender. I'm not. And I'm not proud of you because you're cisgender. I'm proud of good people that do things and accomplish things in life. And I don't think it takes a courage to put a rainbow filter on your Facebook page. That's what you've done for Harvey Milk and the movement? What have you sacrificed for the movement? I changed my filter of me eating an apple to me eating an apple with a rainbow flag on it. Well, my God. The martyr Stephen has spoken.
Look how open-minded I am.
What is this? Dr. Dietrich Bonhoeffer here, showing what he's done for the movement. Yeah, you're Megger Evers because you put a filter on your Facebook profile picture. Outstanding work. Sign them up for Utah Beach. Great American. Oh, my gosh. Eileen in Buffalo, what's on your mind, Eileen?
I was very disheartened to hear you mocking gay pride. You're probably one of the bravest, most prominent, respected people in our community, a real hero,
yeah.
Including to
yeah.
me.
What am I mocking gay pride? Can you articulate what you're offended by?
Yes. I think I know a little about the history of gay pride.
No, I'm not asking for the history. I'm asking what you're offended by what I said, ma'am.
By saying that what's there to be proud of, you just are, or so it's a lousy football player. What I'd like to look at is the huge percentage of teen suicides who are gay people. Why are they committing suicide? Many of them are committing suicide because they've been rejected by their family. They've been rejected by their church. They feel they have nowhere to go. The homelessness rate amongst gay teens is shocking, and I urge you to contact GLSS, Gay and Lesbian Youth Services, which has both kids and professional.
So let's talk about that. That's a really important issue. And let's have that discussion, because if it's a matter of someone that doesn't feel included, accepted, or as a part of a community, would you then be making the statement that there are people that are ostracizing those folks because they're gay?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so if they're ostracizing those people because they're gay, how is it that we can explain that we have an entire month dedicated to gay pride? We have a pro football player that just came out as gay, and there's not a single reputable blue check mark or rational person that's attacked that guy for being gay. What prominent people in Hollywood, in politics, or in professional anything come out as gay and are attacked because of it?
Kids are still getting beaten up in school.
Kids are getting beaten up in school because they're Jewish.
They're disowning people.
Right, but we've got anti-Semitism across the board. Would we have a Jew Pride Week? Would that be appropriate? I mean, we have people that are attacked based, but I'm saying that there are ignorant people out there. And there are people out there that are going to have hate fill up with their heart, and they're going to attack people because they're black, they're white, they're transgender, they're gay. This exists, and it's in our world. But my point is that what it says to a gay person that you're proud of them based solely on what they're attracted to or who they are, it cheapens everything about Carl Nassib that I think is something that you should probably be proud of.
I don't think gay people feel that way, because I'm going back to the late 60s, things were starting to change, but people before then, and I urge you, PBS just showed the Stonewall Rebellion, a two-hour movie that was made several years ago about what happened, and you see what happened prior to what's now.
But Eileen, what I also see, though, is I see an entire generation of people that just want to have a grievance. I see an entire generation of people that just want to remind you of injustice and remind you of how unfair the world is. And I don't see enough people that really are missing the big picture of what it takes to be an individual in a community. And it's not what you're attracted to or how you're born or what is wrong with the world. It's what's great about the world. And you want true acceptance of gay people, you stop telling everyone you're gay. You're like, you know that surgeon that just saved your life? He's into guys. Who cares? You know that person just came up with a vaccine that saved 1 million people? They're a lesbian. Nobody cares. Acceptance is judging people by character and judging by people for who they are and what they contribute.
Well, look at two cases just recently, and they're Supreme Court cases that I personally don't disagree with, though some other gay activists might. There was the case about whether or not a bakery had to provide a wedding cake for a gay couple.
Right.
I don't have a problem with the bakery not having to do it. I would have a problem if it was a government agency or a school or some other kind of institution not doing it. The other was the Catholic Charities adoption thing.
Right.
Catholic
right.
Charities and related Catholic organizations, I'm a retired family law attorney, and Catholic Charities is superb. What the Catholic Church has done for homeless children, for parentless children, for adoption is fantastic. But in the case that the Supreme Court decided, an adoption agency which was Catholic would not accept a gay couple to adopt, and their funding was cut off. Personally, I think it was in Philadelphia, some place that had other adoption agencies that would accept gay people and the people.
Right. No, no, you're spot on. Yeah, no, that's spot on, Eileen, on both of those. I agree with you with that. Here's what I'm saying. Do you honestly believe that there's a soldier in the United States military that if they were trapped behind enemy lines, if a gay soldier risked their life to bring them out, that they would refuse that help? An EMT, a firefighter, that someone in America, I'm sure there's someone out there that is going to say, I don't want gay people or black people. There's a small percentage. Why do we focus all of our effort in ostracizing the 0.2% of the population that maybe believes the earth is flat? And we put all of our effort and our focus on those people without acknowledging that the greater good in America is about uniting people and about treating people with dignity and respect, not because it's cool or because Nickelodeon will give you an award, but because it's actually what we're supposed to do as people. Why are we so obsessed by the fact that I'm proud of you because you're a normal, law-abiding, God-fearing American and you happen to be gay? What you're attracted to has never been something that you should be putting up in your resume. Do I need to know that you're gay when you apply for a job?
You need to know it up front if you were one of those people who would find out about it later and then want to fire me.
There's not a, but Eileen, you're a professional. There's not a law in this country that would allow that to be tolerated. There's not a state in this country that would allow you to terminate someone because they have a boyfriend living in a home of the same sex.
I can't be positive on that, but the...
I can be positive. All 50 states, federal law right now, you cannot be terminated from a job because you're of a same-sex relationship.
You can't. The Supreme Court recently came down with the decision that, well, no, that was a transgender.
Yeah, no, you can't be fired or discriminated against because you're a homosexual or you're. But my point is that that we used to be proud of people. I don't know your sexuality, Eileen. I've never asked that question. But I can't make a judgment based on anything other than the way we are having discourse and the way we communicate. That's the only way I can judge you as a person. And there used to be a time when that's where we were judged. We were judged by our fruits, what kind of people we are. And then you found out, oh, Eileen's a veteran. Eileen's a Democrat. Eileen's pro-choice. Eileen's gay. Eileen's Black Lives Matter supporter. Eileen, whatever. Those were just flavors that made you the person you are. We spend so much time focusing on our difference that, quite frankly, it's patronizing. It's patronizing for a heterosexual to say, you're proud of a gay. You know what? You look almost as normal as a heterosexual. Gay people are married and are adopting children, and heterosexuals are saying how proud they are of that. What does that tell you about how the default setting is for people in America that are proud of someone that can function as a decent member of society who happens to be gay?
But that's because of a lot of hard work, a lot of work by attorneys, a lot of work by people who didn't mind or maybe minded, but nevertheless set themselves up for ostracism and being fired.
Okay, you know what? I'll give you all of that. I'll say it's all because of the hard work of people. So now we've gotten to the finish line. Now we're at the point where all this hard work has paid off. Would you promote someone that did the same job that happened to be gay? Would you say, you're a better CEO because you're gay? I'm going to give you extra money. You couldn't do that either. That wouldn't make any sense. So if I can't reward someone for being different, I can't penalize someone from being different. What's wrong with just treating people truly as equals? And saying, I'm not impressed and I don't care what you love, who you worship, or what party you voted for. Do the job, be as great as you could possibly be, and watch how far America can go.
I think we agree about that. And if everybody took that kind of attitude, we wouldn't need a gay pride day or a flag or funny buttons. But until everybody has come around to your line of thinking, to present that skinny little kid who people are making fun of from committing suicide, we need...
But Eileen, here's what I think is more disturbing, and I very much appreciate your time. I really do. Eileen, I believe that people are wearing the buttons and the pride only to divide us. I believe that when we eliminate stigma and we stop talking about this grievance, everyone has an grievance, everyone has a problem, everyone has something that's wrong with them, those people, they lose their power, Eileen. If you can't tell me how bad America is, if you can't tell me how rough it is for someone, I don't need you anymore. I don't need to give you money. I don't have to give you attention. And you are normal. And what happens here is that people feel better. They validate themselves by protecting puppies that don't have a home and giving voices to people that don't have voices. But the reality is they need the voice, Eileen. They need the power. They need the validation. And so you're using stories of people that are in trauma to push an agenda so that you are the hero, so that you are. And I'm not saying Eileen, I'm saying the people in the movement want there always to be division so they can have a charity to take your money.
Maybe there are people who are superficial in their support, but when New York was voting on whether or not to legalize gay marriage, which became moot after what the Supreme Court did, but when New York was voting on that, and I vaguely supported it, but I thought, never in a million years. You stopped arresting us, stop firing us, stop evicting us, and who the heck is ever going to let us get married? And the people in my church, mostly heterosexual people, were the ones who were shouting the loudest and giving the most money and lobbying the hardest for gay marriage, because they felt that they valued their marriage to their opposite sex partner so much that they wanted gay people to have that right. I never, being someone who's almost 70 years old, never in a million years thought that I would be able to adopt children, be married. It's an amazing world. And
you know what's crazy, Eileen? You know the largest growing demographic in the Republican Party right now?
Log cabin
Republican. It absolutely is. It's same-sex gay couples, and they were more gay, openly gay people that voted for Donald Trump than any other time in a Republican ticket since that. And what that shows you is that a married couple is a married couple. They don't want to give money to the government. They want to control their own destiny. They want more money in their pocket. They want to live a life that they can control. If we stopped focusing on why your relationship is different than mine, all I could do is now focus on how Eileen and David are the same. If I stop reminding you of why Eileen is different than David, I can now focus on how we can accomplish things together. I can focus on why we are similar, not why we're divided and different.
Well, I think that while we come at it from different angles, to have somebody of your valor and your prominence feel that the gay people in your life and in our world are equal and should be treated equally, that's a great thing. And you wouldn't have heard it 50 years ago. So let's put aside what we might disagree about, and I will just count on you as a person in public life who does want the best for everybody, gay or straight.
And Eileen, I need you in my country. I need you in my community, not because you're gay or straight, because you're a good quality person. And I just want to focus on that. I want to focus on bringing people together and stop reminding us why we're divided and different. Eileen, thank you for your time. Thank you for your patience. I really appreciate that. We will get to the other side together. We will. That's why America is the greatest country in the world. And I appreciate you, Eileen. Thank you so much for your time and effort. That's awesome. That's why we do talk radio right there. Disagree, passionate, and then we come together and we give ourselves a hug. And I love that. So thank you, Eileen, for allowing me to have that moment.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.